You are listening to Concert Blast.
If your problem won't go away, and your worries night and day, hand it over, get on your knees. Baby, gonna tell everybody I don't know.
All this got for me, say, things are just getting better. If I got in the worst problem,
this is Brennan from New York. You're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Bill from New York City. You're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Cam. I'm from Water Valley, Mississippi, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Landon from Oklahoma, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Dr. Tim from Little Rock. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Kenny Laguna from the Blackhearts, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Mike Arnold
and Brian Hasbro.
Hey, we are back in Memphis in May for the third year in a row. How about that?
Yes, we are very excited to cover the Bill Street Music Festival here at Tom Lee Park on the edge of the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, the big thing is hopefully it doesn't rain tonight, you know, Mike?
That's true.
We got some on the way up here. It is pretty hard with some rain, so I don't know. You know, Memphis in May, it never fails. There's always going to be rain, it seems like.
Yeah, but, you know, last year we got very, very lucky. Tonight, we went through some rain on the way down here. It was horrible.
Are we going to quit talking, or are we going to get in time to see Joan?
Brian has to go get to the photo pit. We got to find it first, then he's got to find his name, so I hope he can get in there. We are going to go see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts for the first act tonight, and we are very excited to see her once again.
Absolutely. She's such a great performer. I know tonight she'll be just as good as ever.
Now, we also have a very special guest with us once again tonight at our show. Hello, it's Dodie. How you doing, Dodie?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad you're joining us again tonight.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us, and I hope you'll have a good time with us. You were here with us one day last year on the Memphis in May, right?
Yeah, I came last year. It was great then, too.
Well, we're going to get ready to go see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Here we go.
Here we go.
Tom, we're about to see Joan Jett. We made our way down to the Joan Jett stage.
Okay, here comes somebody up here on the stage. Gonna tell us something.
Just a little rain never killed us. We're used to this every May, aren't we? I'm Danny with 98.1 The Max. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for listening. Make sure you stop by our tower. We got stuff to hand out to you guys when you get done here. But you're not here to listen to me talk, are you? Why are you guys here? Joan Jett, baby? Y'all give a Memphis welcome, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Well, Joan Jett's about to take the stage with a great intro song going on.
I think that's an excellent intro song. Of course, you can't beat the Ramones.
There she is back there.
You can have the truth, why don't you say?
show, man. She still got it, don't she?
She doesn't stop getting it.
I'm hoping we'll get a little more here.
Well, you know, here at the Memphis and May Festival, sometimes you get an encore, most of the time you don't.
Most of the time you don't. You never know. Oh, they're tuning up their guitar, so that's a good sign.
Just left the stage, and man, it's starting to rain again here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Again, Tom.
I don't know what it is, but Memphis likes
the weather report, man.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to pass by, but as you can see, it doesn't. Of course, you can't see it, but
must be on mountain time.
We got the word that the rain was going to clear out once we got down here about 7 o'clock. Joan Jett took the stage about, what, 7:30 or something?
Yeah, about 10 minutes late, 7:30. Yeah.
Had a great show. The rain held off for the most part, and now it's starting to sprinkle again, and I don't know what time it is now, about an hour later.
Which was good. Well, I got out front of that stage with about a half a minute.
Yeah, Brian was in the photo pit. He got in it at the very last second.
He did.
I tell you what, I didn't think I was going to get it all. She couldn't find my name on the list.
You're also on the list on this act.
Hey,
sure I am.
Hey, speaking of lists, we need to figure out where we want to go to next.
Right here. Right here next is...
Johnny Lang.
Yeah.
Doty's looking at our schedule here. What do you think, Doty? When's Johnny coming on?
Johnny's coming on at 9 o'clock till 10:15. And then Sheryl Crow.
All about, baby.
That's right. We're so dedicated. We're out here in the rain and the storm, and
tell you what, it's pretty brutal. It's beating us down pretty good.
The wind's picking up. They're getting big sheets of plastic to cover the drum set now.
Yep.
And the amps. I think I'd be afraid to play something wired tonight.
That's all right.
Well, the rain did stop for about, about 45 seconds?
Okay.
How long did the rain stop, Tom?
Two minutes, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe.
Long enough to get comfortable enough to take everything off?
Change around a little bit.
And then all of a sudden, here it comes again. They didn't dare move the plastic off the drums and the amps. It's still up there. Well, it looks like, what are they doing now? They're trying to dry off some stuff, huh? No, they're putting more plastic on. Mind if I get on here with you guys?
Yeah, no.
Well, Tom, we found shelter.
We did find shelter. Thanks to FM 100, we've got shelter.
Yeah, I was walking. Tom saw the tent and he says, what if they'll let us come over here?
Yeah, they've got plenty of room, so why not?
Yes, and I appreciate this, and I know y'all do too.
Absolutely. I was afraid I was going to start melting there.
It doesn't look like it's going to let up, and that concerns me. Hey, thank you for letting us in.
Hey, you are welcome. Have fun this weekend. We love FM 100.
Do you work for them? You're a DJ?
No, I do all the promotions. Do you like our tent?
Love your tent.
Got some Rendezvous Ribs over there. You just help yourself.
Oh, bless your heart, Miss Promotion Person. We're with Concert Blast, podcast on the internet.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, and come to Memphis. You have a good time.
That's right.
There you go.
It seems like they're taking the plastic off the drum set, but I don't know about the rest of it yet. They just want to dry everything up, I think.
I think you're right. I think they want to kind of get at least a little bit dry before somebody comes out there on stage.
That could be a dangerous situation.
Well, that's exactly right. That's where, I mean, you got a wet floor, you got, you know, water and electricity don't mix too well anyway, so that's where you got to kind of be very careful.
Well, let's just hold up and let's see what it is. The nice people here at the FM 100 booth has offered us barbecue and beans and slaw. And what was it that you ate there, Tom?
Some kind of sausage of some sort. Very good.
Yeah, I think it all came from Rendezvous. So.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get me a piece of cheese over here.
There you go.
They're definitely taking off a lot of the plastic. I see a guitar in somebody's hand. So they're going to try to get the show going again.
But the wind looks like it's picking up, too. Well, I tell you, tonight's not a good night for this.
No, it's not.
But they're saying tomorrow night's going to be excellent.
That's the whole plan. We hope so.
Let's see if Johnny Lane's going to hit the stage. Well, right when everybody gets comfortable again, guess what? The big raindrops fall once more.
But you know, the big difference is we can hear the raindrops. We don't feel the raindrops anymore.
Oh, FM 100 in Memphis is a great radio station.
Yeah, absolutely. Check them out.
How you doing? Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
What's your name?
My name's Brian.
Brian, what do you do for the radio station?
I work in promotions.
Yeah, you too, huh? There's another lady here that invited us in here. Stacy, tell everybody what your job entails.
I do all the grunt work.
Yeah.
I set up tents and tables and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a fun job. We get to do things like this, and that's always fun.
What, so. Getting soaking wet?
Yeah, I get soaking wet. I love getting soaking wet.
It's better than getting paid a lot, right?
Yeah, and I'm like 50 feet away from a stage. Like, how can you complain about that, really, you know?
Now, you're a volunteer, right?
Yes,
tell
I am.
How you got to be a volunteer?
I just signed up on FM 100.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
And there it goes.
Good side.
The lightning and the thundering. What a night in Memphis, Tennessee, huh?
So what a night is right. I got a feeling it's going to be a long night, too.
Yeah. Now, y'all going to be here all weekend?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all going to feed me again tomorrow night?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Make sure
but
you
don't
get...
quote me on that.
Yeah, make sure you get on that stage, okay?
I've already had, man. Oh, the rains are getting heavier and harder now.
It just don't know when to quit, does it, Mike?
Oh, no.
What about Brian's doing?
I saw a lunch in the river band.
Look, they're leaving now.
Yeah,
Looks like people are leaving.
Yep. I think they've had enough. I mean, it's rained solid for an hour at least.
Hey, and what's your name?
It's Julie.
Julie, and you became a volunteer through the radio station.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, how'd you do that? You just call and say, I want to help?
Well, I signed up on the website, and they contacted me, and I had to come in for an interview.
And so they just didn't want anybody to come in and help and, you know, be like them.
You had to be a little energetic and a little outgoing.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Well, you're soaking wet.
No, somebody has to be.
What's your name?
Coffee.
Coffee? Like the drink?
Like the drink.
Oh. Hello, Coffee.
Hello.
Hey, where are you from?
Here.
Memphis?
Yes.
What are you doing back here in the media area of Bill Street Music Festival?
Drying off. Let's
thanks
be real.
Thanks to FM 100.
Thank you to FM 100 for letting me dry off.
99.7 FM. Where were you heading when you decided to take a detour to this tent?
At North Stage. It's just too far to get to.
Oh, no, yeah.
Dry spot.
I've got a trailer sitting down there just waiting on me. I was like, oh, I just want to be dry.
Well, it's calming down, but it's not stopped.
It's calming down, but it hasn't calmed down.
Coffee, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, sir. It's another beautiful night in Memphis and May.
Yeah. And it continues to pour down as we see the water streaming out of the tent. Johnny Lame is supposed to take the stage at 9 o'clock. It's now 9:51, and the rain goes on and off, and right now it's back on. I do not know what's coming up. Do you know?
No, I know at 10:30 it's supposed to be Sheryl Crow.
I don't think that's going to happen, do you?
That's the only thing I'm here for. I was singing to her songs earlier today.
You were singing her songs earlier?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Sheryl Crow singer.
No!
She backs up. She's backing up. You can't even go back so far. The table's right there.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
You're limited.
Sing on the radio. I can only sing in my car and in this shower. That's right. No. No, the car and the shower, that's it.
Well, it looks like they're just taking off some of the plastic off the equipment here, Tom.
Hey, I just saw a guitar get taken out by somebody, so they're going to try to get going here.
We're still in here in the FM 100, 99.7 in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, we're dry. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
Thanks to FM 100.
And then we were hungry. They would feed us, but we had so much earlier today.
You're right there.
They're offering us energy drinks and water.
But there's always tomorrow night, too.
But tomorrow night we're covered, too.
That's true. That's true.
It's like they're trying to get the instruments tuned back up to see maybe if Johnny Lang will take the stage. We're already over an hour late.
You know, you have to almost assume that every single stage is waiting for the okay to get started.
It's 5 minutes after 10. He's supposed to come on at 9 o'clock, so it's an hour and 5 minutes late if he starts right now, but I don't think he's going to start anytime.
It sounds like they're going to get things going here in about 5 minutes.
Well, they are hustling up on the stage, so maybe we'll be all right. I have to hand it to the Memphis crowd and the people who came in from out of town and out of state. Hats off to you for sticking around in the rain.
You are right. I mean, there's probably at least half the crowd still sitting here soaking wet waiting for this music to get started.
Well, if you look from the, I guess that would be the sound booth all the way to the stage, and that's probably what, 40 yards?
At least.
And 50 yards wide, it's a lot of people. They're checking out, shocking. See him touching the mic?
Yeah. Well, you just saw a little bit of lightning there, too. That'll definitely scare them.
Does this remind you of anything that happened years ago at Hermitage Landing?
Oh, some little old band called REO Speedwagon.
When they were playing, the electricity went out, the storm came, and the crowd ended up finishing the song Riding the Storm Out while we were
riding in the storm out. That was very appropriate. I see the band members up there, man.
You think that's them? I think so.
Yeah, looks that way. Keyboard,
looks like,
yeah.
It looks like Johnny Lang in the middle there.
It does, don't it?
I believe they're out there. They're ready to play. They're just saying, let's drive it off. We'll come out there.
Let's just get going.
Here they come. Johnny Lang says, let me get out there and get it going. Hats off to him, man.
You're right there.
I'm blessing for that.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it's great. I'm having a great time.
As long as you're in this tent, you
are. Yeah, I would not like to be out in that rain.
You look pretty dry.
Exactly.
Johnny Lang's on the stage. That's him out there getting everything ready. He's taking care of his own equipment. And the rain's picking up again.
Now.
His guitar at everybody from side to side. He is saying good night from the stage. Johnny Lang just said good night.
Yeah, but I don't think he's gonna get an encore because it's raining too much.
Unfortunately, he was set back an hour, so they had severely cut his set.
Yeah, I'm saying like five songs.
Yeah,
but it was good. Very good.
I had no idea how wild he was on the guitar. I knew he could play, but I didn't know how it performed. That was wonderful.
Incredible guitar player. I mean, he's fantastic.
Made some pretty ugly faces up there, too, didn't he?
Now, Brian, you've been down to the photo pit. We haven't talked to you much tonight. Now,
More like the swimming pit, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Now, when the rains came down, we got a tent. What did you do?
I stood out in the rain and took pictures like I'm supposed to.
What did you do?
Not the whole time you did.
There was an hour delay.
Oh, I cowered underneath the stage.
There you go.
So how many of you were underneath the stage?
A couple other guys doing photography and one person who had the list of all the people who could take pictures.
That's the important person, right?
I was cuddling up to her.
Well, be careful now.
No, I'm not that kind of cuddling.
Not that close, right?
I was just deciding what name I was going to use next time I go up if I need access.
Oh, yeah. So you saw the list.
I'm Joe Murphy next time I go up there.
I'm excited about our next performer.
Our next performer we've seen before and actually reviewed her concert before. And our volunteer here is ready for
Sheryl Crow.
Yes. I am very impressed if she performs tonight with all the rain and the wetness and everything.
And yeah, we're nice enough to have FM 100 let us use their tent as a refuge, and they also fed us some preview barbecue for tomorrow night.
Yeah, they got the barbecue served to them from Rendezvous, and Rendezvous is actually sponsoring our show tomorrow night.
So thank you two times for Rendezvous, one time through FM 100, one time for Rendezvous themselves.
There you go. Well, FM 100 actually is today's best mix, 99.7 FM.
You know, it's amazing. They might start Sheryl on time. She's 10 minutes away before she's supposed to start.
Well, they're moving. They got about, 20 people.
I bet they cut Johnny Lang's by at least 4 to 5 songs.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
But he still gets paid the same.
That's right. And it wouldn't surprise me if Sheryl probably cut her list anyway.
Yeah, I bet she won't do her hour and a half that she normally does.
No way.
She probably does an hour.
That's what I'd say, too.
Now, we also have tonight Kev Moe at one of the other stages in the blues tent. Do you want to venture over there a little later?
We can go over a little later. I'll squish over there.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where I'm going a little later. My Chemical Romance, where I'm going.
Are you really? Are you really?
Absolutely. Luckily, it's on our way out, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's raining again.
And it's a river leading down to the river. Well, now we know how the Mississippi gets all its water. It drains down from the city.
Well, they're taking off the plastic off of the Sheryl Crow equipment. They were getting ready for her set, and then all of a sudden the rains came once again.
Yes, they did. But you know what? There's some dedicated fans out here. I'd say there's probably about 1,000 people here that is literally gone through the rain for hours.
Not a dry bone on their body.
There's no way there's a dry bone in their body because it's
wet. Definitely no dry clothing.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
But looks like you're going to get ready for Sheryl Crow to come out on stage.
Man, I hope so.
Oh, she definitely is.
Need a little break. Need some music in between all the rain. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Water Valley, Mississippi. My name's Kim.
And what are you doing here tonight, Kim?
Security.
Security? You don't look that big.
I'm not.
But she mean.
Oh, so why'd they pick you?
I have no earthly idea.
You work pretty cheap, huh?
No, not really.
I heard that. I heard that. Wow. Well, it looks like the rain has stopped, so we hope that it's gone away, don't you?
Yes. Please. The light show in the sky is neat.
Yeah. We'll definitely let that go.
Yeah, I hope that's over with, definitely.
You got that right. Hey, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
All right. All right.
Here we go again.
Well, once again, it's another rain.
Another rain. It just doesn't seem to go away.
But that is not stopping the stagehands from doing their job. We're in the blue tent now to see Kev Moe. And man, I like this. I feel like I'm in my old time Mississippi.
I said, baby, we got a hole, not a bag.
Muddy water because it's really wet in here too, man. The water, everybody just brought the water in with them.
Tennessee.
No, you were. So that makes you half right.
That's right.
We're from Nashville, actually.
How are you?
I'm from Texas.
Oh, you really?
I'm born in Texas.
Yeah. Man. Well, welcome to Tennessee and Mississippi. Well, we're going to head on out. Okay. Tired of the rain, man.
I know it.
Yeah. No way.
Y'all take care. Y'all have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Good talk to you.
All right, y'all be careful now.
Well, Brian and I just went and saw a little bit of Kev Moe. That was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. He had a crowd, but it was kind of a captive audience. But it was still great, man.
Yeah. It's very smooth. Now we're on our way out because we're tired of waiting on the rain to stop. We give up. Sheryl Crow. We're not going to see her tonight. Tom has already left. Brian and I, after Kev Moe, we said, let's head on out. Time to find a hotel room anyway, huh?
There's something around. We go to West Memphis to see.
To end part one of Memphis in May, as you hear My Chemical Romance playing in the background, this is Mike signing off.
Now this is Brian and for Tom.
Good night. God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get to bow. How low can you go?